Brothel offers Amazon Alexa-powered sex tape studio during CES. By Charlie Nash on January 10, 2019. Sherry's Ranch, a legal brothel in Nevada, is offering guests an Amazon Alexa-powered sex tape recording studio during the International Consumer Electronics Show, CES, in Las Vegas, Nevada, this week. According to The Sun, which was given an exclusive tour, the room is fully automated using an Amazon Alexa-powered Echo speaker. After guests say, "Alexa, begin the porn star experience," the shutters go down, the lights turn on, and the cameras start filming from all angles. The cameras are linked up to a computer system that cycles through different viewpoints, cutting them into a professional-style clip, reported The Sun. And once punters are finished, they can collect the tape on an SD card and take it home, for strictly personal use only. The brothel's madam, Dina, told The Sun that, "The week of the CES show is our busiest time of year. And each year we make the extra effort to introduce exciting new amenities at the ranch. Sherry's offers a quiet, safe and private retreat on our 20-acre property, away from the noise and crowds of CES convention floor," she declared. "We want to give our customers a one-of-a-kind experience they won't find anywhere else." Dina also explained, "All of the ladies are independent contractors, so the cost for creating a sex tape will vary depending on what each individual courtesan chooses to charge for the service." Last year, during CES, a gentleman's club in Las Vegas received press for showcasing a pair of robot strippers. Daily Beast journalist Taylor Lawrence, who attended the robot stripper event, claimed most attendees were in town for CES and most decided to check out the human strippers before stumbling into the robot dance party. The machines grinded against the poles as guests sprayed dollar bills at their feet adorned with high-heeled stripper shoes, she documented. "When the stereo began blaring 'Put your filthy hands all over me,' one man tenderly caressed a robot's leg." This year, the CEO of a sex tech company accused CES of sexism and double standards, after the show revoked an innovation award from the company, which developed an advanced robotic sex toy for women, and also informed the company that it wouldn't be able to showcase its product. It's also important to note that a literal sex doll for men launched on the floor at CES in 2018 and a VR porn company exhibits there every year, allowing men to watch pornography in public as consumers walk by. Clearly, CTA has no issue allowing explicit male sexuality and pleasure to be ostentatiously on display, she proclaimed. Other sex toys have exhibited at CES and some have even won awards. But apparently there is something different, something threatening about OSA, a product created by women to empower women. Charlie Nash is a reporter for Breitbart Tech. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Nashington, or like his page at Facebook.